I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And the Fed has cut interest rates today as a gigantic wet kiss to Kamala Harris. Gross, if you ask me. Gross. Matt DeSantis, Linda Kearns is going to call in a few minutes. The Republican National Committee just took some legal action in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. She's going to give us an update on that. Just some breaking news on that. So keep the phones open. If you want to weigh in on anything we're talking about today, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And Biden is taking a victory lap over the Fed cutting interest rates. Look, it's bad. I think that when you look at them doing this action right now, 48 days before the election, cutting interest rates. And I'll tell you the reason why. See, I'm not an economist, obviously, because I'm not a math guy. So I'd have to know math to be an economist. I don't know math. I'm terrible at it. Always have been my entire life. God gave me many gifts. The gift of gab, but not the gift of addition, subtraction, division, multiplication, or anything else in that matter. Decimal points, nothing. It's okay. I take what I can get. But I do know about consumer confidence, and I know that that is a psychological thing. That's not a math thing. So if you cut interest rates and you go out there and the corporate media parrots, well, this is a sign the economy's doing great. The idea is to buttress what is reality for people, what they're feeling when they actually go to the grocery store. Now, whether or not that's going to work or not is a whole other question, but that's what they're trying to do. Remember, I always tell you part of the reason why I hope you like this show or hate it. It's fine. Either way, just listen. Love me, hate me, just don't turn me off. That's all I ask. Is that I try to look behind the curtain and see what they're really up to. So what they're trying to do with this, they know that they can't stimulate the economy in enough time, 48 days to make a difference, especially with early voting and everything else. But what they want is for the corporate media to go out there and go, whoa, this is great. Everything's great. It's kind of like Kevin Bacon's character in the end of Animal House, you know? All is well. Meanwhile, when people are at the grocery store and they're checking out, they're going, this is insane. This is crazy. This can't keep up. But the media is going to say, and don't worry, relief is coming. And then they'll pivot to Kamala Harris's plans to go after corporate price gouging or gauging and evil grocery stores. They want to try to create a perception. That's what they're doing. That's what the Fed is doing with this. Remember, I've told you, you can spin a lot of things in life. You can spin a lot of things in politics. You cannot spin the actual cost of food or gasoline or anything else. That's real. And you can't spin that. You can't tell somebody, wow, aren't you so happy you're paying $16 for a dozen eggs? You can't spin that. I went to the store the other day. I had it in my mind that I was going to make one of my famous Zeoli recipes, not pizza, which I, of course, am making more and more these days. There's a whole thing, the oven, there was a crack in it. I had to recure the oven. It's a whole thing, but I'm about to start the process again. But one of my favorite recipes to make is beef short ribs on the bone, braised in Barolo. Okay? Now, a little pro tip for you. If you ever want to do that, Barolo wine is very expensive, but Nebbiolo is the same grape, and you can get it cheaper than Barolo. But it's a recipe from Mario Batali before he was canceled, and I love it. I put it over some homemade pappardelle. I make it homemade. Egg yolk pasta, It's fantastic, delicious, great. But I went to the store and I looked at the price of the short ribs and I said, oh, hell no. I can't do it. It's too much. I can't do it. I got three kids to feed. I work in radio only because Stagecoach wasn't hiring. So I said, I can't do it. So guess what, kids? You're getting burgers tonight. You know, you're getting, and Sunday night pasta night is scaled down a lot because of that fact. And that bothers me. It does. It burns me because I love, cooking is my, when I'm not working and people say, what do you like to do for fun? I love to cook. Love it. Love it. Yesterday I made a homemade chicken soup and I made these chicken cutlets with a Parmesan crust and they were phenomenal. Delicious. Great. Love it. But I like to try new dishes. I like to make a wild boar ragu. It's too expensive right now. So what I'm saying is I'm fortunate to have a job. I'm fortunate to have a good job, and I love my job. And there are people out there who are not as fortunate as I am, and they're not even thinking about short ribs. They're just sticking to the pasta. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fortunate that I could even consider that, even though we cut it out of the budget because it's too damn expensive right now. But think of the impacts of that on the economy. I mean, there's somebody out there right now in the beef industry is hurting because I didn't buy the beef short ribs and barole. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't buy the beef short ribs. I didn't buy the steak. I bought the ground beef. There's always an impact in the economy. The left never figures this out. The left can never understand this, that as prices go up and people cut back on things, even going out to dinner, somebody else suffers. The reason why I still try to do things, like the other day on Sunday morning, we took the kids out to breakfast at just a local little diner, is because I know that that diner waitress needs me to take my family out for breakfast. Like, she needs me to. And if I can afford to do so, I'm going to do so. Because if everybody just stops, now she doesn't have any income coming in. And I'm cognizant of that fact. So what I'm saying is that it's not a woe is me, I can't make beef short ribs in Barolo. It's woe is the beef industry if people are cutting back on steaks and beef or going out to restaurants or buying more expensive things and then just buying the peasant food. Now, it's great for my people, the Italians. The peasant food of pasta and pizza is great. So if you got a local pizzeria right now, you're doing great. It's good. I'm happy. I'm happy about that fact. My point is, this is not a woe is me. This is a reality of the economy that we are dealing with right now. And you can't spin that. You know, somebody who has to make a choice for their family of saying, I'm not going to buy orange juice. And don't get into it with me about whether or not people should be buying orange juice or whether it's healthy or it's too much sugar. It's not the point. The point is the orange juice people are relying on you buying orange juice. And if you cut that out, you go, the kids are going to have to drink water. There's an impact on that. But they want people to believe things are better. So what they do is they play a game. They cut interest rates and then the corporate media, and you'll hear it tonight. I guarantee you tomorrow, Matt DeSantis, I know that you have to cut back on brioche bread and this has been very difficult. This is a painful time for you. I understand this. And we're all thoughts and prayers for you during this very difficult time of you cutting back on bologna and brioche. I'm very, very, you know, how you're dealing with this, I don't know.
It's tough.
But I guarantee tomorrow we will have a montage or at least several clips of the corporate media tonight and tomorrow morning. Newsbusters will have them going on about how great the economy is doing, which is why the Fed is cutting interest rates. See, to overcome this little idea of people really feeling the pain, they're trying to psychologically manipulate you. It's a psyop. It's literally what it is. It's a psychological operation. Now, do I think it's going to work? No. And the reason why is because you can't get away from the pain of what people are paying. And people may hear all those news reports from the corporate media and go, wow, things are great. But I don't feel it. I still have to cut back on things. I still have to make choices. I still can't take my family out to dinner. I can't take my family out to the diner, whatever it is. Can't take the kids out to the movies, whatever sacrifices people have to make. And that has down impacts on the economy. So that means that this weekend, when the diner is half full because people have not, they can't take their family out to dinner, and that diner waitress now is making less money, now she's spending less money. And this is, the left cannot understand this concept. They can't. And you can't fake that. You can't psychologically manipulate people in that way when it comes to the economy. You can manipulate them in all kinds of different ways. But if you want to know what this is about, this is what it's about. It's about that. It's not, it doesn't have enough time to make an actual impact on the economy. But what it does is it has the ability for the media and all the Kamala Harris surrogates to run out there and say, you see, this is good stuff right now. In actuality, job gains have slowed, which is a big reason why the Fed took the action that they've taken. But the Biden administration and the corporate media are going to spin it as inflation is cooling faster than they thought it would, even though we were told it was transitory and it was never going to be that high anyway. And that's why this is happening right now. All designed to manipulate the American people into believing that better times are ahead. You don't have to make a change. You don't have to make a change. And Joe Biden's going to come out tomorrow. Well, first they're going to tell him, you know, they're going to write a speech and they're loading to a teleprompter and they're going to feed him pudding. And then he's going to come out and he's going to say, it's working. It's working. All these policies we endured, and they're going to bring up COVID, I guarantee you. Because the last time they did this was March of 2020. So they're going to bring up the pandemic and they're going to say, you know what? First time since the pandemic, the Fed has now the confidence to cut interest rates because of my economy, because what we're doing is working, and Donald Trump's going to change all that. I guarantee you, that's what this is all about. See, I know how this game is played, because I played this game. You know, another talk show host can take shots at me because I have a political background, and that's okay. I don't mind. I don't care. Believe me. Take shots all you want. It's good to be the king. But my point is, I'm happy about that fact because I can then bring you a different way of looking at things. And I 100% know Jerome Powell and the Fed and Janet Yellen, America's grandmother, who sounds very similar to Buffalo Bill, the serial killer in Silence of the Lambs. I'm not saying she's a serial killer. I have to go on record. FCC requires me to say that. Matt DeSantis, I'm not saying Janet Yellen is a serial killer who skins her victims alive like Buffalo Bill does and makes suits of women.
You're getting too specific.
I'm just saying she sounds a lot like the person who does. Is that...
Yeah, I don't think you violated anything there.
Accurate. Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
That is the Secretary of the Treasury. That's a direct quote from Janet Yellen.
No.
She's going to go out there and say this, too. She's going to say inflation's cooling, this is working, and this is why this is and this is all a psyop designed to make people feel better. I'm telling you, and it's not going to work, because you know what you're paying. You're not stupid. They think you're stupid, though. That's the problem. They think you're dumb. These people look down on you. Howard Stern is the best example of this. Howard Stern said he hates the people that vote for Donald Trump. He hates them. He has no respect for them, and he hates the people that vote for Donald Trump. You know the people that vote for Donald Trump? They're Teamsters. You know the people that used to listen to Howard Stern's radio show? Teamsters. Guys who build cars. Guys that work for a living. Cops and firemen, electricians, plumbers. People that work for a living. They're the people that vote for Trump. They're the people that also used to listen to Howard Stern's radio show and made woke Howard Stern an incredibly rich man in the upper echelons of the 1%. And he hates you. He thinks you're an idiot, and they all do. They all think you're dumb. They all think you're a moron, and they think they can manipulate you by playing this little Fed game. Oh, yeah. And we'll get the unholy triad of the corporate media and big tech, the exception of Elon Musk, to all go out there and say, happy days are here again. And we'll make everybody feel really good that they can stick with Kamala Harris. That's the game that they are playing right now. Don't fall for this, by the way. Don't fall for this. Matt, can you grab me some Jerome Powell cuts? I know that he spoke a short time ago. I'd be curious to hear his reasoning for the rate cut, if you could. Put down the bologna sandwich and actually do your freaking job for 5 seconds.
I wish I had a bologna sandwich.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love?
an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sandwich right now.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
They're delicious.
They're not that good.
They're good. I don't know why you've got a gripe against the bologna sandwich. It's a fine sandwich. It doesn't get the respect it deserves.
Yeah.
It's a good sandwich. It's a very good sandwich.
Well, it's all anybody can afford these days is bologna anyway.
Loffler's bologna.
You're not doing beef shoulders and bologna, but you may be doing bologna and bologna. You know what I mean? Or no, beef shoulders and Barolo, I misspoke, but you may be doing bologna. Grab me some Powell, and let's see if America's grandmother, Janet Yellen, has also come out and spoken, by the way. This is the game here. This is the game, and this is the joke, and this is what it all is. And it's, I just don't think it's going to play. I really don't. 855-839-1210. Larry's in Hatboro. Larry, how you doing?
Good. I read something yesterday that Kamala Harris not only is the border czar, but she's considered the space czar, that she sits on the National Space Council.
Yeah.
That, like, oversees NASA and all that.
Yeah, she
and
does.
And it's a small group, and they get together, and they meet. And she's replaced a lot of those people with, like, people from Alvin Bragg's prosecuting, like, office up in New York, some people from some Jacksonville Symphony. And a lot of people, like political science people, like they're not scientists, they're just political science people, all these DEI things. And they were wondering, like, does that have anything to do with why there's two astronauts stuck up in space right now? And, you know, if you have somebody like that in charge, you know, that could really mess people's lives up, especially astronauts.
Well, you know, it's interesting that they never bring that up, isn't it?
Yeah, they're like, what? You want records?
Yeah.
Of our meeting that, you know, and that's all they talked about at the meeting, supposedly, is how do we make, you know, this council, like, real DEI, like real, like, you know, not how do we get the, you know, astronauts home from space. You know, this guy was going on. You think, you know, she's doing a bad job on the border. Wait till you hear what she's doing here.
Yeah, look.
What do I know when he's talking about that? That's another.
Well, remember something. The astronauts have done more media interviews than Kamala Harris has. So just remember that. I can't take credit for that joke. It was one of the Zilli Army members who said it, but it was a great joke. Larry, thank you. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it very much. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zilli. This is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Here's the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, giving his big sloppy wet kiss to Kamala Harris. He doesn't want to see Trump back in there. No way. None of them do. They all want to help. Here's Powell announcing the rate cut today. Big rate cut, significant rate, 50 basis points. Take a listen.
My first question is, very simply, what message are you trying to send American consumers, the American people, with this unusually large rate cut?
I would just say that, you know, the U.S. economy is in a good place, and our decision today is designed to keep it there. More specifically, the economy is growing at a solid pace. Inflation is coming down closer to our 2% objective over time. And the labor market is still in solid shape. So our intention is really to maintain the strength that we currently see in the U.S. economy. And we'll do that by returning rates from their high level, which has really been the purpose of which has been to get inflation under control. We're going to move those down over time to a more normal level over time.
Just a quick follow-up to that. listening to you talk about inflation moving meaningfully down to 2%, is the Federal Reserve effectively declaring a decisive victory over inflation and rising prices.
Oh, my God. Stop it. Stop. Stop it. Stop. Hold on. Paul, can you... You see what I'm saying? Do you see? Do you understand what I mean by this? The corporate media doing their thing. That is the have you declared victory? Is this victory over inflation? Is this VI day? Victory inflation day? Oh my God! Unbelievable. These people are they have no shame. You see, I know what I'm talking about here. I always say that, not just to brag about my political acumen, which is worthy of bragging about, but also because of the fact that your time is valuable. You are not wasting your time listening to this program. See, exactly, that is exactly what I mean. That question is such a softball question. And is this victory over inflation? Corporate media asking the question, the Fed cutting rate, I mean, not just a quarter base, 50 basis points. Huge. Go ahead.
We're not. So inflation, you know, what we say is we want inflation. The goal is to have inflation move down to 2% on a sustainable basis. And, you know, we're not really we're close, but we're not really at 2%. And I think we're going to want to see it be, you know, around 2% and close to 2% for some time. We're certainly not doing we're not saying mission accomplished or anything like that. But I have to say, though, we're encouraged by the progress that we have made.
Well, the reason why they can't say mission accomplished is because people are still feeling the pain of inflation. So, again, as part of the PSYOP, it's, oh, no, 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 no. It's not, we're not there yet, but we are close. We are so close, and we are ready. We're going to keep going, and we're getting there. Translation, the Biden economy is working. This is such a psychological operation that they are playing right now with this rate cut. And they think we're idiots and they think it'll work. The problem for them is you are still going to buy groceries tomorrow or today or this weekend. And you're still going to make choices regarding how you spend your money and what meals you make. And you have no choice but to do those things. And so they can try to come around and go, oh, no, this is, but it's designed so that the corporate media can come out and take a victory lap to try to help Kamala Harris. And so that Kamala Harris can, too. And I imagine that she will say if she's not, I don't know if she's, what her schedule is today, if she got a rally or something tomorrow or something like that, that it's, she'll come out and announce the same thing. It's working and we got to do more and we got more work to do, but we don't want to go back with Trump. That's what they're trying to do here. It's such a psyop, such an absolute psyop. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. If you'd like to weigh in, listen. We know the economy is still very tough out there and people are struggling and we know inflation is real. And that's why my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding are offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10%. 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson windows, doors, and more. Trust the team at Emmons Roofing and Siding the way I do. They're fantastic. And I've used them in two different homes over 10 years. They've done every project for me and the work is top rate. Matt and Stephanie know how important you are to me, and they're going to make sure the work is done and you're happy, and they clean up when they're done, and the job is done on budget, too, and that's also very, very important. All you got to do is go to emmonsroofing.com or call them at 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore, and they're there for you every step of the way. Anderson Windows. Piece of protection, insulation, that lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof, the best in the business, always top quality materials, and the best guys and gals out there doing the work, the absolute best. That's Emmons, the company that I trust in my home, and you should trust them too, emmonsroofing.com. Shed.com. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Say it with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Shed that summer vacation weight by reaching out to NJ Diet. You will lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days and without any shots. NJ Diet is all natural. They use your hair, saliva, and blood work, along with bioenergetic scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements that get your body into the fat-burning zone so you can finally lose that weight. Then, NJ Diet uses DNA info to help you keep it off. Best of all, it's contractually guaranteed. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, and Cherry Hill, or available worldwide with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or schedule your consultation today by going to njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com. 40 days up to 40 pounds. 40 days up to 40 pounds.
Fargo, your virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can in the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getfargo.
Fargo is only available on the smartphone versions of the Wells Fargo mobile app. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dom Giordano. I want to talk about my friend, dentist, and board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz, and the Bentz Dental Group. With the cooler weather, it's a great time to stop procrastinating. Take care of your dental health. Plus, now's the best time to see a prostodontist, especially to help with complications as we get older and help prevent major problems. Get the smile you really want. Take control of your oral health. Call the Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949. Visit BentzDentalGroup.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Dom Giordano with an easy question. How are your cholesterol levels? Managing healthy cholesterol is a key to a strong heart and overall wellness. For over 38 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach their cholesterol goals. I've counted on Rescue for years and with good reason. Their range of supplements designed to meet your specific needs, from omega-3s to red yeast rice and more. Take charge of your heart health today. Use the code DROP at checkout to double your order on any cholesterol product for free. Call today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember to use the code DROP to buy one, get one free on Rescue Cholesterol products. Double up your cholesterol support today. Use the code DROP at res-q.com.
Whatever you do, don't miss this. Listen to Kale & Company tomorrow morning at 8:30 for a special announcement from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm going back to mornings. That's the announcement. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. Yeah. I have no idea what the announcement is, actually. Sure as hell better not be that. This is a psyop. It totally is. I think my buddy, Dr. E.J. Antoni of the Heritage Foundation, will agree. E.J., what's up, my man? How are you?
I'm hanging in, Rich. How about you?
I'm just annoyed that they think we're that stupid, that they're going to come out and they're going to say, oh, the economy's doing great. That's why they can cut rates 48 days before an election and think that that's going to make people believe that Joe Biden's economy is working.
Right, and it's not even what I guess you would say is a normal cut of a quarter percentage point. No, they went big and they did a full half percentage point. So the idea that somehow things are just moving along swimmingly, then why are you cutting rates so much? Also, why are you cutting rates when equities are at an all-time high, when home prices are at an all-time high, when gold is at an all-time high? Explain this to me.
Are they doing, I mean, my opinion is they're doing this so that the media can go out there and say, inflation's coming down, this is great news, and try to convince the American consumer that better days are ahead and they don't have to make a change in November.
I think so. I think that's a really, really good take, Rich. And you know, the other thing to keep in mind is the fact that the government has, I mean, let's call a spade here. They've effectively been lying to us for the last 3 years about how strong the labor market is, among other things. And so what that essentially does is it has given them a talking point for, again, several years to say, hey, we have all this great data coming in. Look how great the economy is. And now we're finally getting all the revisions. Now we're finally hearing, oh, no, things are actually in really rough shape. So there's an excuse for the Fed to cut rates right before an election. I'm sorry. This is just all a little too coincidental for me.
Yeah, it's I mean, the timing of this 48 days before the election, but also with early voting about the start and everything else. And nobody's going to feel the difference this makes, obviously, for some time. They're going to feel it. But that's why I say it's a psyop, because it's all about making people believe this is a great sign. Joe Biden, I read something just a short time ago, is prepared to come out and take kind of like a victory lap over this. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. A victory lap.
He'll fall down. Let's be honest. There'll be no lapping, but you know what I mean. Proverbial victory lap.
Well, it's like when you flush a toilet and the contents make a full 360-degree circle. That's the kind of victory lap we're talking about right now at this point. We still have inflation. It's still not under control. And by the way, there's a lot of room to run. What I mean by that is if you look at, let's say, an index of commodity prices, you see that they're up about 50% since the start of the Biden-Harris administration, but consumer prices are only up about 20%. Now, obviously, there's some debate about whether or not the consumer numbers are accurate. Inflation is probably a lot worse than that. But still, it points to there being a lot more room to run. There are a lot of price increases for the rest of this year and going into next year that are already baked into the cake. And the fact that the Fed is taking their foot off the brake right now indicates that we're going to have even more inflation on top of that in the months and years to come.
So let's understand then the politics of all this, because Jerome Powell, who's the Fed chairman, I assume wants to keep his job. And if Trump gets in there, does he have the ability to replace him?
Well, he certainly does when Powell's term expires. It's interesting that the procedure is not really clear in terms of how you actually evict a Fed chief before their term is up. Now, Trump previously had said his butt is out on day one. I'm going to fire him as soon as I get in there. Trump has since softened that rhetoric. I would not be surprised, though, after today's jumbo-sized rate cut, if Trump turns around and says, oh, no, now I do want him out on day one because he's clearly been so political. You know, let's not forget, when you had similar conditions in terms of growth under Trump in 2019, except you had less inflation, Powell wasn't cutting rates. He was hiking them.
Right.
So this definitely seems political. And Powell is also the same guy. This is something we've talked about before, Rich. Powell is the same guy who, when he was up for renomination, he dutifully kept rates below 1%, even as inflation ran up to a 40-year high, said the 75 basis point hike was off the table. And as soon as the Senate voted to confirm him for his second term, he delivered four of those jumbo-sized rate hikes in a row.
I want to play a clip for you. This is Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary. And this is one of those, you know, Ophelia Duff protests too much moments, in my opinion, if you ask me. But going on about how, you know, the White House has nothing to do with the Fed. It's the hands off, non-political, blah, 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 blah. Take a listen.
Thank you. I know that we're going to have the economic club interview tomorrow with the president. I'm wondering if we're going to hear from him on the rate cut that the Fed has announced and is there any chance that he'll speak to possible political influence this close to the election?
So let me just give you a little bit of a flavor, if you will, on tomorrow. That, as you just stated, the president is going to speak at the D.C. Economic Club. So he's going to deliver remarks on the important moment we've reached. Inflation, interest rates are falling, and the economy remains strong, which many critics thought was impossible. I'm sure you all remember claims that we'd need a recession to lower inflation, with some going so far as saying that there was a 100% chance of a recession. So the president will discuss what falling inflation and interest rates mean for American consumers and workers and businesses. The cost of buying a home, a car, and so much more will go down. Starting a family or a new business will be easier. The president will discuss how he will continue to lower costs by building millions of homes, making childcare more affordable, capping prescription drug costs for all, and cutting taxes for families. He'll contrast that approach with what we're seeing from congressional Republicans. Their plan to raise costs by nearly $4,000 for middle-class families with a national sales tax while blowing up the debt with more tax cuts for the very wealthy and never seeing that actually trickle down. And so that's what you're going to hear from this president. As far as your question about the politics, the political side, pieces of this, look, we're going to let the Fed speak for themselves. As you know, and we've been always very clear about this and very respectful of the independence of the Federal Reserve. Unlike other administrations, we've been, I think, pretty steadfast about that and have been continuous in making that clear.
A lot of propaganda to unpack there, Dr. E.J. Antoni. Help me unpack it, and I want to apologize to anyone who's beating their head against the steering wheel right now as they're driving.
Yeah, thanks so much for playing that, Rich. Now my blood pressure's up 30 points. I need to go back to the doctor. Oh, my goodness. Where on earth do we begin? First of all, how on earth can you say continue to reduce prices? I'm sorry. How about you start reducing prices, and then we'll let you continue reducing them? You haven't even started reducing any prices. The CPI, the Consumer Price Index, keeps hitting record highs month after month. Prices have never been higher than they are today. Don't tell me about how you're going to lower housing costs. Just friggin' do it, for crying out loud. You've been there over 3.5 years, and all you've done is exactly the opposite. You've made everything more expensive. Why is it all of a sudden, when we're right before an election, now you want to talk about bringing costs down? Again, you've done exactly the opposite for all these years. And please don't talk to me about Republicans imposing a sales tax. No one has imposed or has proposed a national sales tax. And please don't tell me they're trying to give tax cuts to the rich. That's literally what Democrats want to do by repealing the Trump tax reform. Because what that tax reform did is, yes, it cut marginal rates for everyone. That's true. But it also closed loopholes that were exclusively used by high income earners in high tax states, aka the Democrat donor class. And so now what Democrats want to do is allow that tax reform to expire, which will increase marginal tax rates on literally the entire middle class. That's indisputable. The facts are the facts. At the same time, it will reduce the effective taxes paid, again, by high-income individuals in high-tax states. That's places like New York, New Jersey, California, and Illinois.
And then the last part about how this non-political and this administration, unlike other administrations, has been involved here and with the Fed and everything like this. I mean, we're 48 days before an election, and this is a massive rate cut.
Right. And Rich, how many times has Biden said over the course of the last year, the last 12 months even, how many times has he told us, oh, the Fed should be cutting rates? Oh, I think the Fed is going to cut rates any day now. You know, I think this is what Powell needs to do. Americans are hurting. Yeah, they're hurting. They're hurting because the federal government's running over a $2 trillion annual deficit. That's why they're hurting. It's because the government is driving up prices. It's because the government is sucking all the air out of the room when it comes to the loanable funds market. So because there's so much public sector borrowing, there's not enough funds left for the private sector to borrow. That's why the interest rate on your credit cards is at 30% right now. That's why you can't get a mortgage below 8%. That's why your auto loans have gone through the roof, and they're averaging over 10% right now. Give me a break. How dare you say that anyone other than the federal government and the idiots in Congress are responsible for this mess?
Dr. EJ Antoni, bring in the thunder. Appreciate it, my friend. Follow him on X at Real EJ Antoni, and don't accept any imitators. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you for having me, Rich.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
By the way, I got to get to this piece at some point today. The real reason that the Harris twang is driving Republicans crazy, because she's unveiled another fake accent today. Another fake accent. But let me quickly go to Phyllis's call in Atlantic City. Hello, Phyllis.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
Great, Phyllis. Thanks for the call.
Good. So listen, I'm from Jersey, traveling up to Pennsylvania. And as you said before, they gave her another kiss. Well, this kiss is the price of gas. Pennsylvania is cheaper than Jersey, and we're usually cheaper than them. Now, where are they getting this cheap gas at? Or is this the reserve that is supposed to be used for the military?
Well, they're playing games with that, too, Phyllis. I don't have the answer to that question, but they've certainly have played a lot of games with the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. No question about that. And they'll probably continue to do so between now and Election Day. I have no doubts.
Drives- I hope when Trump says stuff, he makes mention of all of this that they're doing.
Drive safe, Phyllis. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Oh, wait, The View just suggested Brittany Mahomes is racist?
Yeah, because she liked posts from Donald Trump and is presumably a supporter.
She's white.
Brittany Mahomes?
Right.
Yes.
And her husband is?
I think he's black.
Yes.
I'm colorblind, but I also believe he's black. So how is she racist? Is she like that Dave Chappelle character, the... Remember the blind KKK guy that he did at Clayton Bigsby?
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the greatest Chappelle bits ever. The blind KKK guy who didn't know he was black. One of the funniest Chappelle show bits of all time. And at the end of it, the funniest line of that whole thing was at the very, very end. When he finds out he's black, he divorces his wife of 25 years. And the guy asks him, Why after 25 years did you divorce your wife? And he says, the reason is because she's a blank lover. And I just, that line, I laughed so hard at that skit. If you've never seen that before, and it's got a lot of words that are not okay for work, so be very mindful of that. It's freaking hysterical. It's so funny. But anyway, so I guess Brittany Mahomes doesn't know that she's married to a black guy. Is that it?
Well, you want to hear from the ladies of The View themselves?
Oh, sure. Why not? Because we haven't had enough reasons to beat our heads against the freaking steering wheel on the drive home today.
You know, he's politically activating her army of Swifties. And there are also rumors that her best friend, Brittany Mahomes, who was hit with backlash a while back for liking a pro-MAGA post, she's now rethinking her alleged support. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and we're being really good about it. Okay, because some could say, you know, this... Because he's mad at your best friend, now you're mad?
Right.
It didn't bother you that he was being a racist and being a misogynist and being all... That didn't get you going. But we're not going to bring that up. We're not going to bring that up.
How is Trump a racist and a misogynist? You know, don't even... It's not even worth... But so Brittany Mahomes doesn't have the ability to support who she wants for president because she liked to tweet. She didn't really endorse Trump. She just liked to tweet. That's enough to just get the ire of the left. The left's insane. Here's a Democrat C-SPAN caller who got cut off for saying that President Trump's would-be assassin. This is was during a Wednesday morning of C-SPAN's Washington Journal. I can't believe they still do this. And they take calls from Republicans and Democrats and independents. And they show on the line who's calling and what their political affiliation is. So Willie from Louisiana is how the caller identifies. The viewer began, well... They're freaking nuts. Take a listen. Cut nine.
It's Bob in Wisconsin, Slidell, Louisiana. Willie, Democrat, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say I'm a very patriotic American. I did 20 years in the military, two tours in Vietnam, wounded in 1966, went back in 68. And I look at myself and think about, we pulled, as a military man, we pulled the close with kill, capture, destroy the enemy by all means available. And to see we let this man, Trump, destroy America. And I look at it and say, well, these two people had to step up and take that shot. I'm 83, nothing to lose.
I'm sorry, Willie, you're not advocating violence, are you?
Not violence. I'm talking about defending my country.
All right. Dan, in Louisville, Kentucky.
See? This is exactly what I've been saying to you. When you go out there and you say that Trump is Hitler, Trump is Mussolini, Trump is going to destroy democracy, guys like that think take the shot because you're saving your country. You're saving America. That's what these guys think. Now, that's nuts. And I'm sure that caller would never act on that. I don't think, maybe he would. I don't know. You should probably get a visit from the Secret Service for that. But that's the problem, is that you inspire lunatics who think that you have to take out Trump because otherwise democracy is going to be destroyed. There's a great exchange with Peter Doocy, and Karine Jean-Pierre got very angry at the Deuce for saying, when is this going to stop? When are you guys going to stop saying he's a threat to democracy? How many more assassination attempts is it going to take? But I want to welcome to the show my friend Linda Kearns is here. She, of course, is an election attorney, and she is doing a fabulous job running ProtectTheVote.com here in Pennsylvania for the Trump campaign and the RNC. Linda, how you doing, my friend?
Rich, I'm doing great, but there is a huge staff of wonderful people. It is not just me, and they are absolutely amazing. So it is not just me. This isn't about me. It's about the entire campaign, and it's about getting Trump elected.
Well, you're nice to recognize other people that help you. I refuse to recognize anyone who helps me with this show. So that's just kind of how I think about things. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. And there's going to be litigation pending on that. So I am team Matt DeSantis all the way. It's not even a question. I'm only here because I really need to get volunteers out for ProtectTheVote.com. That's why I'm on your show. I wish understand. It was the Matt DeSantis show, but, you know, I got to play the hand on dealt. So ProtectTheVote.com. Please, listeners, please sign up.
Fair enough. You said there's some breaking news around some litigation. What's going on?
There is some breaking news. Today, the Republican National Committee and the Republican Party of Pennsylvania sued the Secretary of the Commonwealth, Al Schmidt, and all 67 counties. And this lawsuit is addressing these ballot curing issues. And I don't like to comment specifically on litigation, especially before the judges even saw it, because we like to litigate things in the court, not in the press. But this lawsuit is basically over the fact that there is a patchwork of what's called ballot curing policies in all different 67 counties. And that can unleash chaos and confusion and erode public confidence if I live in Philadelphia County and maybe they'll give me the opportunity to fix a ballot if I make a mistake. But if you live in a different county, you don't get the opportunity. Or in another county, they may call you to tell you about a mistake, and another county may email you. And then in some counties, they don't even have your email address, so they can't get in touch with you. So this lawsuit addresses those issues about ballot curing that is not consistent across all 67 counties.
And what does the law say? What's the law in Pennsylvania on this?
Well, I think that's the whole problem, because the law is silent on this. What the law says is when the boards of elections receive back mail-in or absentee ballots, they're supposed to put them in a sealed and locked container until election day. And when pre-canvassing starts at 7 a.m., well, something is happening between receipt of those ballots and sealed and locked container, because all of these counties are contacting voters or telling them to vote by provisional ballot or giving them an opportunity to fix it. So that's what this lawsuit addresses. And unfortunately, our election code isn't specific about a lot of these things.
All right, so this is good. And this comes on the heels of a big victory last week, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court saying that ballots that are not dated properly, or not dated, I should say, will be thrown out. And that is now the rule going forward. So that's a big win right there.
Right. Now, so what the Supreme Court said in that case specifically was that because the interest groups who had sued did not join all of the counties in the lawsuit, that the Commonwealth Court should not even have had that made that ruling because all of the interested parties were not joined. So the Supreme Court, overturned what the Commonwealth said. So, yes, because the Commonwealth Court had said that you did not have to date about, the Supreme Court weighed in. Obviously, this suit that was filed today by the Republican National Committee, our lawyers did think to sue all 67 counties because that's the way you do it. Now, on the other one, there are other issues. It's not just that they didn't sue 67 counties. There were other procedural issues. But I just want to clarify that we, when we file lawsuits, we do it procedurally correctly.
Gotcha. All right, well, keep us posted on this. In the meantime, go to protectthevote.com, protectthevote.com. Sign up to be a poll watcher. We need your help to make sure we have a fair and honest election in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the state that will decide the next president. Protectthevote.com. Linda Kearns, thank you, my friend. Thank everybody who's working so hard for you and with you.
Thank you. And Matt DeSantis, it was so great to talk to you even for a second. I just want to say that.
Well, he's over there making a bologna sandwich on brioche bread, Linda. He has no time for you or anyone else right now. So
everyone have a great rest of your show.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, I'm way over here, but let me just let me do a quick thank you to what do I have to do here, Matt? I don't have my
break, probably.
Just take a quick break. We're so set over. Okay, we're very, very over. All right, we'll come right back. Don't go away.
The Cioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
This is not a hint for tomorrow's announcement on the morning show. I honestly don't know what it is, but that was the last, that was the song we play when I left mornings. It's not like a psyop, like a code that I'm going back or anything. I'm not. I don't know what the announcement is at 8:30, but it's going to be on Kale and Company tomorrow morning at 8:30. Trump is on Gutfeld tonight. I saw that. I'm watching the Chiron on Fox News. He's at a bar right now in New York City. He's at a crypto bar in New York City right now. And he's meeting with people and he's talking to people and he's just talking about Bitcoin and talking about other things. He's a panelist on Gutfeld's show in studio tonight. And I don't know if they it looks like, I guess they must have filmed it earlier because I just saw a picture on Twitter with him. And I see Kat Timpf is taking a selfie of herself. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, so he's on Gutfeld tonight at 10 p.m. And right now he's in a bar talking to some people. You know, that's what he loves to do. He's doing a rally at Nassau Coliseum tonight. I guess it's 7 o'clock, so shortly after this show. Yeah, he is not afraid to go right into the lion's den. But he was asked a question regarding the Teamsters endorsement. And he said it's a great honor that the Teamsters did not endorse a Democrat. And he said it's a great honor that the majority of their members, overwhelming majority, about 60% of the members, are saying that they stand with him. He just paid using Bitcoin. That's interesting. I know he's pushing Bitcoin. Trump has been pushing Bitcoin a lot. So that's happening right now as we speak. And the Teamster said no endorsement for the president. There's no other way to take that but a win for Trump. Because these union executives, they love to back Democrats. Because they have to make all these deals with Democrats in cities and towns across the country. But the members were having none of it. They were having none of it. So they said no. And they weren't going to do that. And I think a big part of the reason is, look, love it, hate it, disagree with it, whatever you want to say. But part of the reason why the auto workers are backing them and the union workers are backing them, Teamsters and others, is because he says, you know, we're going to do tariffs on, for example, he said a 200% tariff on cars being made in Mexico, which will make them unsellable in the United States. And, you know, you can debate the economics of that. You can debate the policy of that. I'm just telling you from a political perspective, the workers in those industries, they love hearing that stuff. They love hearing it. All right. Kamala Harris has unveiled another fake accent. And there's an amazing op-ed in The New York Times today. The real reason the Harris twang is driving Republicans crazy. We're going to talk about that real quick. Joe in Hatfield. Joe, 30 seconds on freedom of speech. Go ahead.
Hey, Rich, can you hear me?
I got you. Go ahead.
Awesome. Big time fan. I think you're the best. And because you see beyond the right and left. And I really think that a bigger psyop happened this week. You know, it's Constitution Day. We have Hillary Clinton being interviewed about hate speech being prosecuted. I hear, you know, Shapiro's office is rolling out things about hate speech. And, you know, obviously we say on the right, like, what's hate speech, right? You can't incite someone to do something. But what does Peter Ducey do is fall for the counterpoint, and he lobs his question to Jean-Pierre yesterday and says, you know, maybe it's not Trump's rhetoric that is causing these assassination attempts. Maybe it's what the Biden administration's been saying the whole time. And now all of a sudden the right's like, oh, yeah, go Ducey, good one. You know, but now what he's doing is setting us up for a logic trap, right? You know, and this is something that I realized a lot. It became very prevalent during the pandemic when they've imposed mask mandates, and we'd be like, that's ridiculous. Mask mandates make no sense. And then we would start to scream, hey, Senator Gavin Newsom isn't wearing a mask, you know. So we're agreeing with the counterpoint, you know, and I think that's the bigger psyop that's happening after Constitution Day.
I disagree. Like, look, I think there's different levels of political rhetoric. I think calling Trump Hitler and saying he's a threat to democracy is different than attacking him even viciously on policy, which is totally fine. And I'm not saying there should be a law against saying those things, but I think it's just the quorum should say you shouldn't say those things. Joe, I apologize. I have to run. We have a guest coming up, but I thank you for the call. I just see your point. I just think that, you know, no one's calling for the First Amendment, a law to ban speech that says that. It's just, hey, Democrats, you know, why don't you wise up and use different rhetoric versus he's Trump, he's Hitler, he's Mussolini, and he's a threat to democracy, because you're going to inspire some guy who thinks he's, you know, Captain America taking out Trump. That's different than going after policy. And I think that's the distinction right there. Certainly from that perspective. All right, we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead. David Urban's going to join us. Don't go away.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.